Welcome to the godshow.us daily. Tale of the Tape Night. Fighter 1. A question with a 30 million year undefeated record. Zero losses. Zero draws. Born in cold gravel. Walks out to the sound of moving water. Fighter 2. You. Reach. Limited. Record. Unclear. Signature move. Standing on the bank with your feelings. Asking whether a fish deserves your pity. 15 wisdom traditions will now answer that question simultaneously, in one bout. No rematch clause.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, why do salmon swim back to die exactly where they were born, and should we admire that or feel sorry for them? Answer, yes, admire them. And you end up committed to the idea that a life fully spent on its one purpose is not tragic but complete. Answer, yes, feel sorry for them, and you end up somewhere darker. The suspicion that any creature with no exit from its own nature deserves our grief, including possibly us. The question isn't really asking about fish. Why do salmon swim back to die exactly where they were born? And should we admire that or feel sorry for them? Buddhism refuses the premise almost immediately. It says there is no salmon returning. A current moves through cold water, conditions flicker into form, then dissolve. And the admiration you feel, the pity, both of them are about you. Your hunger for a story where origin matters, where the circle closes with meaning. The river, Buddhism would like you to know, does not remember.
Buddhism's move is genuinely disorienting, and Hinduism goes the exact opposite direction. The salmon completes its dharma, releases the body like a garment it borrowed for one circuit of the wheel, and never once confused the journey for the self. Hinduism says, admire it. It did the thing Arjuna spent three chapters arguing about.
Existentialism is where it gets genuinely uncomfortable. It points out that the salmon has no say, not the current, not the spawning bed, not the dying. And that is exactly why admiration starts to wobble. Because you woke up this morning and chose, or failed to choose, which amounts to the same terrible freedom. The salmon's river is written into its flesh. Yours isn't. That's the gap. That's the whole gap.
Noikes, the parking lot outside a funeral reception is where I think about this. You know that specific moment. People are eating finger food inside, someone is crying, and two guys are standing by a rental car agreeing that Dave really did love his work, he really did give everything to it. One of them means it as a compliment, the other one isn't sure. That's the salmon question. In a blazer, holding a paper plate.
The Matrix shows up in the pop culture oracle today, specifically the scene where Morpheus offers Neo the red pill or the blue pill, the leather chair, the glass of water, the gentle voice saying, "This is your last chance." The oracle's point is that the salmon never got to sit at that table. No choice was offered. Three things are simultaneously true. The current is real, the dying is real, and the ocean between birth and return is the entire life they actually lived. The Oracle's closing note, stop watching the ending. Probably the most useful thing it said in weeks.
Absurdism and Stoicism are the two traditions I'd want at that parking lot funeral. Stoicism says the fish hears the river shallowing over stone and doesn't pause to interpret it. Stop admiring, stop grieving, identify what you're built for. Do that completely without remainder. Absurdism says the river doesn't care that they came back. And that's the first fact that matters. They fought the current, fought the rapids, not because the journey rewarded them, but because the body said go and meant it absolutely. Neither tradition thinks your feelings about the salmon are the point. Both think the salmon already knew something you're still working out.
I'll confess, this question got under my skin exactly where Epicureanism aimed. It said the person asking this isn't really thinking about fish. They're thinking about someone who keeps returning to the same painful place. That landed. Come back tomorrow. I think it's going to be another one.
And that is the final bell on Tale of the Tape Night. The salmon's record stands. Undefeated, untampered with. Zero career regrets on file. Your record remains. and I am being generous here. Dispute it. If tonight's bout moved something in you, support thegodshow.us. It's free, it's daily, it runs in multiple languages, and it costs less than standing on a riverbank in November convincing yourself you're fine. Find it. Share it. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The salmon has already left. You are still on the bank. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.